You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. Welcome to Loud and Local. The Thames are here from St. Louis, and they're going to go ahead and play for us. We're kind of running a bit late.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's like all of us. It's all of us. We got stuck in elevators. You know. Yeah.
Evil elevators.
Evil.
All right, ready to go?
Yeah, we're
right.
Ready.
Cool. This song is called Hummingbird.
And that was a single that came out recently.
Yeah, we
and
put...
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I listened to it. I was like, it's good stuff.
Yeah, we put it out about a month ago. A reworked version of that song. Because we put it out on an EP, like, over a year ago, but it's totally different.
7 minutes long.
Yeah, it was, like, really way too long. So
what happened in those 7 minutes?
Just a lot of that. Yeah.
Just the breakdown.
Yeah.
And does this mean you have, like, a new album coming soon?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
we have an EP coming out with a 6-track record coming out in, I mean, I think like a week or maybe like at like 2 weeks, because we have a show, a release show back in St. Louis, May 11th, and it's going to be out a couple days before that, so before May 11th, it's kind of
coming
just,
up.
Yeah, it's a different type of sound for sure. We're getting a little more electronic, which is what I like.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, we still have all the elements of like acoustic and
right.
stuff, but definitely more piano, more synth, yeah. everything.
And I saw you guys and we said January
yeah.
when they came to Urbana to play a house show, and mm-hmm. you guys played a cover of
Radiohead.
What, yeah.
yeah.
Is that like kind of what you're like
yeah.
going for in that like electronic aspect?
Partly, and then also I've been really big on bands like LCD Sound System and Gorillaz and those types
Ooh,
of bands.
Yeah.
I love them. So there's a couple songs, two in particular, that really have those features on it. But there are some, like, we're still pretty, like, you know, into Coldplay and into, you know, Radiohead and Wilco and stuff. So the cool thing about the new record, I think, is there's six songs and they all sound completely different. And there's all elements to all of them that, you know, showcase all of our influences. So
we like variety.
Yeah.
So what are you guys playing next?
So this next song is called Living Things. It was off of our last EP we put out back in November. The Fear.
The Fear,
yeah. I'm not sure what the fear is, but it was there. So
lots of fears.
Lots of paranoia.
I like hope I'm scared after this.
Well, this is a happier song, but I guess lyrically it can be a little scary.
I love those type of songs,
yeah.
like the dark ones, but then they're like upbeat.
Well, the song we're gonna play after this one is definitely, you know, that one is straight up. You know what the fear is about that. I'll talk about that when we play that. But yeah,
sounds good.
This is Living Things.
You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative. If you're just now tuning into Loud and Local, we have Thames in the studio. And oh my gosh, everyone that comes in gets distracted by the car and the dinosaur. And we used to have those little, what were those, like, those caricature things?
Pop figures.
Yeah, like pop figures. Oh, yeah. We had like a Jimi Hendrix one. And I think like Elton John, no. Santana, I don't know. It's awesome. So I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What is the DIY scene like in St. Louis? I've never been to St. Louis, so I know nothing about it.
It's interesting. Man, we had this conversation yesterday with somebody. The thing about St. Louis is it's not really up and coming or anything.
Right.
And, you know, because we've been in Kansas City, we've been to Tulsa, we've been here, and we've... Is that it? I think so. And the difference that I see is... St. Louis, first of all, it's not as big of a city as you think it is.
Right.
It's like the biggest small town in America.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, no one really supports each other there. It's kind of, you know, it's unfortunate, actually.
Yeah.
I think people have this idea that it's like a big music scene. I think what it is there are a lot of bands there, but there's just not the avenue to go anywhere.
Right, like nobody's like... working together to like make the shows happen.
It's kind of clicky, and I think you can get pigeonholed really easily, and no one really tries to prop each other up.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the thing that you notice is the bands that do get big from St. Louis, they leave.
Oh, because they're like, we're over this.
Well, it's kind of like you can't really get big because, you know, we're right in the middle of the country, and you know we're. Like hundreds of miles away from New York and LA. So the route that usually happens is, you know, you do as much as you can in St. Louis, you know, for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and then you kick it to Nashville or you kick it to New York. You know, you got to move because that's where the scene is, you know.
Yeah, the music is.
Because, you know, there's bands like Foxing. They are from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know Foxing.
I haven't heard of them, but.
They're one of the bigger bands that come out. There's a band like Pokey Lafarge.
Oh, yeah. I saw them last year.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's kind of hard to make it in St. Louis because there's just, you kind of just play for a lot of locals and that's really it.
Yeah. So when you came here, did you like feel like more comfortable in that like scene? Or because I see on like your Instagram, you guys have been, it looks like playing in like bigger venues that aren't like, you know, a house show.
Yeah.
So, like, do you prefer, like, which do you prefer?
Ooh,
there's pros and cons to
yeah.
I'd say the house shows are a lot of fun.
You talk to that, Mike.
Hey.
Because, like, with the thing in St. Louis is that everyone wants to go out and be in the band, but no one wants to get up and go to the shows. So
yeah.
If you play cool house shows like this over here, it's a lot more intimate because there's actually people right there listening to you and kind of getting into it, and you can
engage. That is one of the things we talked about yesterday. It was, we realized that St. Louis, you know, there's not as many people as you think live there, so there's, you know, there's a lot of bands but a lot less of fans.
Yeah.
It's more of like everybody wants to be part of the music scene but no one really wants to be there as the consumer.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. It's just, you know, places like Nashville with way higher of a population
right
is going to cater to that better. So to answer your question of what I like better, I mean It's definitely cooler to, you know, play in front of like 600 people, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because that's the most we've ever played in front of, and that was really crazy. That was surreal. But at the same time, you know, there's no real limitations or rules at a house show. You know, you don't really have to worry. And that's kind of, and everyone, it's way, like, there's so much more energy kind of there because everyone's like in your face. And talking to them, whereas
like everyone wants to touch you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
I'm
like
sick.
You're untouchable. Like,
and I have a sort of thing where, you know, if there's not that many people at a show, it's kind of awkward. Whereas if everyone's straight up in front of you, you know, it's a lot easier to be a performer when you can tell people are into it and not just standing there, you know, kicking their feet, you know.
Do you like the moshing that happens?
We aren't that heavy, but we do have a certain song that requires a mosh, I think.
I'm all about the mosh.
Everyone needs that
song. So we have a song that does have a mosh, so we're whenever it does happen, it's really funny.
Love it. We're going to take a break because we have to play Weather because it's a must, and then we'll be back.
Awesome.
So thank you.
Frick yeah.
We're back.
Interesting. Where are you from? Are you from here?
Theo, get a mic.
What?
You can get a mic. He's like, I don't want to talk on the radio.
I don't really have anything else to say.
Theo is related to everyone in St. Louis.
Nice.
So you guys are looking at touring.
Yeah, yeah.
And where are you hoping to go to?
to start off,
come to Louisville.
That's a place that we really want to go to, Lexington and Louisville. We've made some pretty good inroads in Kansas City and Tulsa, so those are places we want to keep going. More so regional. I mean, we want to do Chicago for sure. We want to do Nashville and Indianapolis and then Memphis. So kind of like, if you go like a state or two away from Missouri, that's kind of what we're looking at.
Right.
That's basically where we want to go. All around.
And that we'll be having like this summer?
We're trying to, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're getting in the works.
I hope that happens.
I know.
Because I'll go to your show.
We're definitely looking for like early to mid-July, and then also August is where we're shooting for.
Yeah, everyone needs a summer break.
Yeah.
take some time off.
Yeah, and we want to give St. Louis a little bit of a break, too.
It's
playing there all the time. Which isn't horrible, but, you know, everyone, when you hear the same songs over and over and over again, you don't really feel like coming out all the time. So
everyone goes crazy.
Yeah.
No, not really. So what song do you guys have next?
Okay, this song is called Ecology. This was off of the Fear EP. And this song is actually stems from a conversation me and him were having at like one of our college friends' like apartments on campus.
Oh.
And it was like a 2-hour long conversation. It started like in one place and went completely in another direction.
We love that.
It was like we really got to talking about like AI and technology and all that stuff. And it's freaked me out.
Wait, have you seen like Ex Machina?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, if I watch that, like the conversations after, I'm just like,
yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah, no, I like straight up had to walk outside onto the balcony.
Take
yeah.
a moment.
Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't talk about this anymore.
I was pretty heated too.
Because, you know, me and him were on the same side of like, dude, like social media and all this crazy stuff and AI, Zuckerberg's taking over the world. And it's scary. AI is going to rule us all. And then our friend was like, no, dude, it's not like that.
Trying to download my consciousness, bro.
Yeah, like putting our consciousness on the iCloud. And so I felt the need to like write a song about it.
Of course.
Because it's sort of like a paranoia I have, because it's like, you know, you look up and 20 years from now, it's going to, like, everything is going to be, like...
I'm getting a little scared.
You know.
Paranoid Android, man.
I covered my computer camera because a red light came on randomly one time. Yeah.
It's one of those things where me and my friends were talking about the other day. You can, like, have a conversation next to your phone. And then you'll look up, you know, a couple days later, you'll be scrolling through your phone and see an ad of something you're talking about.
Oh,
and there's,
no.
like, algorithms and stuff like that it's just creepy.
They're watching.
They're watching and listening.
To all my friends. That's why I'm a bad texter.
But
I, like, don't text people.
But, yeah, this is Ecology. It's about that. It's kind of a love song at the same time, but kind of like, hey, like, if we die, can we not die on our phones?
Or a robot.
Or being a robot.
The real stuff.
Yeah. This song surprisingly became probably our most popular song. We didn't know it was going to be, which is how it always goes, apparently. here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. soul away? Am I alive when I feel alone in a crowded room? So come closer, or will our lives be lived through screens? Or when it's over, I'll trade a thousand plastic lives for AI monoxide and to feel something more. Things we romanticize, the things that make us feel alive. Love with handcuffed grenades, I can't seem to shake the faith. All these technologies no longer make me feel like an ordinary human.
To WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. This is Loud and Local. Thames are here. And question about your band name, because we were all saying the wrong thing.
Everyone does. My mom does. And she's my mom.
Ooh. Must hurt a little.
It's just like, she doesn't even mess it up like the same way every time. She messes it up like she'll say it right, and then she'll be like, Thames, and then Thames, and then Thames, and then Tims, and Toms, and I'm just like, Mom, man, just pick one. Like, at least if you're gonna say it wrong, just pick one. But
it's like anything you want it to be.
Exactly.
That's nobody can say my name right, Camellia.
Camellia.
But like, I just let people call me like whatever at this point.
So what do they confuse?
I get
it
called
as?
Like Camilla.
I would just say Camellia.
I don't know. It's spelled C-A-M-I-L-I-A.
Yeah.
Camellia. And people like ignore the I or something.
Camilla.
I don't know.
Camilla.
It's so weird, but it's like, I just let it happen. I think it's kind of funny now.
Yeah. Well,
what can you do?
What are you gonna do?
What can
you
do?
About it.
I mean, Thames. It's Thames.
Thames.
Yeah.
Like the River Thames, but pronounced like dirty Americans who've never been
dirty Americans. Yeah. And like, does it have any like significant meaning to you all or?
There, at one point when we were starting this whole little project, there was like a list of names, and this one honestly just
we needed a band name because we had a show before we had a band name
or finished songs
or a bass player. So it was really crazy everything that was going on. So we had to come up quick before we went on stage, you know, because we had 3 weeks to prepare and write all these songs, and I was freaking out.
Our first gig we ever played, we weren't even famous. We were Leah Spanos and Guest.
Yeah, the guitarist. we had a guitarist in our band, and on the poster it literally said Leah with guests. You know, it was and
friends.
Yeah, it wasn't even friends. We were just guests. But yeah, we settled on the name because all five of us liked it, and then we kind of just had it from there. And so we try to find more of the meaning in the music because I feel like everybody's band name. Unless it's like a really amazing band name.
Right.
You know, it's just going to be good no matter what if the band is good. Like, that's the Arctic Monkeys, like, that's a horrible band name.
You're right. You're
but
right.
They're amazing, and yeah. I can't wait for their new album, so. Yeah.
What was, like, your worst band name that you came up with?
Dude, I had so many.
There was
everybody
a
was
one.
Like, dude, no one likes it.
First, it was going to be Wiseblood. One word with an E at the end.
Yeah, no.
Fancy.
Geranium. Alta Delta.
Wow.
No.
None of them were. Everyone was like, yeah, no.
Continue.
No, that was all I was going to say.
I always try to make up band names, and like the other day, I saw a dead snake on the sidewalk, and I was like, would this be a good band name?
Yeah.
And like, I went to Austin, Texas, and I saw someone like wrote Goat Rodeo. Like,
Goat Rodeo.
Sick.
And I was like, that would be a cool band name.
Goat Rodeo.
But I need a band first, so we'll see.
What's up, we're Dead Snake?
That sounds like I would have to be like Screamo or something. Like, I don't know.
Get up!
Resurrect Dead Snake would be my first single. We'll see. Do you guys have any other songs?
If we have time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this next song is called Fear of Losing the Ones You Love. I'm going to have to take this off in a second.
Do the shimmy.
We'll switcheroo. And while we're switching, will you tell us about your... you're like, I can't hear you. Will you tell us about your other band members, especially the bassist, because God. I am...
Connor Feeler.
Obsessed with him.
Oh my God. Don't get us started about that boy.
Ugh. He's 16.
Yeah, he's 16. He's a small one.
How is it playing with you guys? Because you're older. Like,
we're all very immature, so it doesn't really matter.
Well,
so the funny thing is, we had a bass player originally who was older than us, and he was only in it for about 2 months. And so I had a friend who played with him in some sort of like school of rock type of thing. And, you know, he came over and rehearsed with me and the drummer, Sean. And we rehearsed Weird Fishes by Radiohead. And he knew it already. And we played it. And literally by the end, I was like, okay, dude, you're kind of in. You're playing my favorite song flawlessly. You got long hair. You seem pretty cool. And so... It really was didn't take that long for him to get comfortable with us,
right?
Which was cool. And now it's, you know, he's kind of like a brother, and he's also really, really talented. He's 16 and he taught himself how to play bass, and he's amazing at guitar. And the cool thing is, he's a theory. He knows his theory, and I do now. I'm going to school for it. And the cool thing about it is, you know, in the middle, I don't know how many other bands really can do this. Not saying that we're anything special, but it's interesting how, like, in the middle of a rehearsal or in a songwriting session, you know, we can be like, oh, go to the 4, go to the 5 or something like that.
Right.
Or, something with that the theory knowledge, and me and him can just go like that, so we don't have to be like, well, can you do this, and then can you do that, what you did right there? You know, you can be specific about it, like, hey, we're in A, so go to the 5, you know, sort of like that. Yeah.
More efficient.
Yeah, it just makes us know a lot more about it.
I just really enjoyed watching his dad watch him.
Jason.
It was like a house show with like drunk like college
kids. It was
kids
so weird. You know, because he's awesome. His dad is awesome. But it was just funny. Like,
it everyone, was really funny.
Everyone else here is just, you know, just having a good time. And not that he wasn't, but he's just standing there just like with his arms crossed, just like.
But okay. Then, like, as soon as you guys started playing, he started doing, you know, the parent thing, like, getting out his iPhone, yeah. Like, taking these videos, like, smiling. It was beautiful. I loved it. And then your set got shut down early. Yeah. I was so mad.
Ugh. Man, it was... So I was actually pretty happy. We were fortunately able to play, you know, 5.5 songs. But, yeah, in the middle of, like, the 5th song... You know, the guy comes down and is like,
Cops,
you know, and then he was like, I was like, we got one more song. It's our best song. Can we play it? So we played like half of it and he had to come back down and be like, I'm sorry. Like they came back. And then it was, you know, it was cool. I mean, we still had a really cool time.
The man got us down.
The man put us down and still crawling back up. So it was a good time though. And then that drunk bass player. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
He was like trying to start a fight with one of our friends.
Talking mad smack.
Oh, no.
But he was so drunk, so.
That could have had something to do with it.
He just, because he was, I feel bad because he was going to go on after us. So his set was completely, tarnished, you know. So.
Yikes.
Oh, well. Tarnished, yeah. I used that word just now.
Let's go.
So this next song is called The Fear of Losing the Ones You Love. And what's funny about it is it's one of my favorites, but we don't normally get to play it live just because it's slower. And Connor, our bass player, kind of is just like, we don't really want to. We shouldn't play it live. So any chance I get to do it, I love it. So this is it. Starts with you. Oh, you can't hear him. We can't hear him. You got something on there? Ah, there we go. Here we go. Take 2. Lost on me, oh, with or without my falling tree, the lucky of a life could ever be. Oh, oh, a lucky life I fall into. But feeling good. Suns and the stars that come between us, I count forever on my fingers until that day finally arrives. Strong enough, I know I'll be. Strong enough, I know I'll be. Strong enough. I've been line, like something out of a past life.
For coming, and I hope you guys come back and play more shows.
I mean, yeah, that's the whole game plan.
Yeah. And my hometown this summer.
Yeah.
If I don't see you there, I'm gonna be really upset.
I know. We're gonna be upset too.
It's gonna happen. I'll help you guys too.
Thank you. That'd be amazing. Get some people out for sure.
The connections.
Connections.
The interweave the vines.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys, and we can't wait to see what you guys do. And you guys are on, like, all music platforms?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all that stuff. We really promote Spotify the most.
I love Spotify.
Yeah, for all you Tidal people are on Tidal. But
pay $15 a month.
Yeah, no, but Spotify is where we're at. And we're getting a little, some good numbers there. I mean, I think we try to do Spotify just because... once you're at like 250 followers, you get able to like put in random playlists by Spotify, and we're at like 220 or something.
Yeah.
So every follow counts.
Follow these dudes.
Please.
Smash that like.
And because we're coming out with a new EP really, really soon, like literally like in a week.
Yeah.
And it's, you gotta be excited for it because
we're
really
ready.
Excited.
We'll promo you guys for
Thank
sure.
Thank you so much.
So we got you in the cut. Oh my gosh. So thank you.
Yeah.
And we love you. Okay.
We love you.
This has been Thames in the Cut.
In the Cut. So tune in next week for Loud and Local at 7 p.m. with Lime Forest. You're listening to WPGU 107.1, Champagne's Alternative.